Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, what does your profile picture say about you? Do you have yourself and all of the family? Maybe it's just the family dog. Is it you and the lads? This is the question posed by Aileen Quinlan in Echo Live this week. Aileen, what did you discover when you went through your own WhatsApp contacts?
Well, it was kind of strange. I never noticed before what prompted me to notice this was simply I got a number of messages quite unrelated from some male acquaintances and then several female friends of mine also WhatsApped me, and I just happened to notice that the male WhatsApp profiles who carried a photograph, they all had pictures of themselves on their own or of a pet. And when I looked at the female messages and the female profiles, they all had pictures of themselves with children or family or friends. But it was very rare when I looked through the rest of my contacts to find a woman who posted a picture of herself. But nearly all the men who posted had pictures of themselves, and those who didn't had pictures of their pets or no pictures at all.
None of the family?
Just pictures of themselves. Yeah. And I never noticed before, but I just thought it was most unusual discovery, and I wrote a column about it.
What reaction have you had to this?
Well, oddly enough, a couple of people have said to me since that after they read it, they actually looked at their WhatsApp contacts list themselves, and they said that strangely they noticed the very same thing. the males who I was in contact with, like who would be WhatsApping me, would range from, say, my son in his 20s to my father in his 80s. And the females would be in their 20s, and I have a lady who's in her 90s. And almost without exception, the women will post pictures of themselves in a group or with a partner or with grandchildren or children. And almost without exception, as I said, the men have pictures on their own or of their pet or no picture at all.
Mark Fennell is a life coach and author as well. Mark is on the line with us too, Aileen. What exactly does your WhatsApp picture say about you, Mark?
I'm just changing mine as we speak there. I'm finding one of the... Well, I tell you what, it's very interesting, right? Because what she's actually touched on is actually something that's been researched before 2014. There was a research done in 2004. There's also... So it's nearly been every 10 years there's been research on it. And it's interesting because it does touch on that, yes, men would generally statistically have more just the photo of themselves. And it's across the board, you know, and it's not just, should we say, in the professional setting, it's their WhatsApp with friends, it could even be their Facebook group and so forth. So the research kind of looked into it, and I've done quite a bit of research on narcissism. If anyone follows me on Instagram, they know this. But basically what it can be is a couple of things, and it's hard to kind of say it's just all of one thing. First and foremost, men are less emotionally aware generally. That's not saying all men, but are generally, they have a lower emotional intelligence. And what that means is, this is me, this is who I am. I'm not giving you my backstory. I'm not telling you my business of who I'm dating or who I'm married to or my family. And generally speaking, men try and put out a perception of, this is me, professional or otherwise, this is it. They don't think beyond that. A female then, generally speaking, not all the time either, will put forward an image of her family or, you know, should we say the social scene, the backstory to who she is on her WhatsApp and so forth. And an interesting study was actually done on this, that women try and, portray a more of a story of, this is who I am and this is what I love and this is what I stand for. Men are more just, this is me, it's all about me, I'm not going to literally tell you my stories. So it's kind of like a woman will think a bit more about her photo, a man thinks a little bit less. But where it really gets interesting is when you discuss the reasons that are narcissistic tendencies. Because there's also men who have narcissistic traits will put a photo of themselves because they are more self-absorbed. And statistically, there are more narcissistic traits amongst males than females. So there's also that side to it as well.
So the girl that has, or the woman that has her WhatsApp picture, you know, with her and the husband or the partner and the two or three children and the dog.
Yeah.
Proudest punch of the family.
Basically so, and likes to show that, and likes to, should we say, portray that image. And the study that was done, it's actually a book called, it's called Great Communication or something, but they studied this, and what they realized was women like to portray what they stand for and like to portray their values and what they emotionally resonate with, and men statistically just don't.
So we'll take the statistics for that example. We'll say that the female that has the picture up of herself and the husband and the two children and the dog, she's thrilled with herself and her family. The husband, meanwhile, in that WhatsApp group, he's a photo of himself up.
That's it.
Or him and the lads. Him and the lads, you see. He doesn't want anyone knowing the backstory.
And here's why, you see, because I suppose it's the way it sometimes stands is that a lot of men try and be perceived as the confident, you know, should we say, self-sufficient, this is who I am. Because a lot of the time they don't want to be judged on their family, or they don't want to get into sharing that stuff online. They're less intuitive when it comes to, well, you know what, this makes me look like I could be single. They don't think that way, generally speaking. And so, I mean, it's hard, I don't want to kind of brand everyone with the one brush. But what is very kind of, I suppose, interesting about it is that sometimes women will put photos of them and their family because they don't want to be the sole attention in that image either. And men struggle a lot less with that because men are generally more confident in an image than a female. So when you start to kind of unbox it, you start to see there's many different reasons why this behavior exists.
I have a question. These people that have no WhatsApp profile picture, what does that say about them?
Well, do you know what? That's a great question. Well, interestingly enough, people who prefer to put up pictures of their pets or a random painting or something else are generally people who are considered don't like being in the public or like any attention at all. And statistically, it's very high. It's like up in the late 80% of people. The reason they're doing that is they don't want to be seen. Now, it could be for other reasons, but generally it can be, and more often than not, is an insecurity. They did a study of this, actually, Harvard, in the university, and they realized that people who don't like to put images out were generally found to be more introverted and more insecure. There's a great book on this called Freakonomics, if anyone's interested in kind of looking into why things and behaviors happen. Yeah. But it's fascinating stuff. I will say as well, though, just because, you know, it is linked sometimes when men put out the image of just themselves, that, you know, some people say, oh, that's very narcissistic. It's not always. And it's not for that reason. And I think that's what we have to be careful, that we don't use that term, which is kind of a buzzword.
Some people will probably use, like, they might use a work headshot or something, because maybe they have to contact work people and they think it looks more professional or...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Go on, Aileen.
I actually inquired of a very good friend of mine, my husband, why he only had a picture of himself. And I had a really nice picture, very recent, of the two of us. And he said to me, it's just women are more complicated.
That was his...
And I said, so how does that mean women are more complicated, that they actually surround themselves in their profile picture with loved ones? How does that make them more complicated than men? And he couldn't answer that.
Well, maybe some of our listeners can answer that question for us. Journalist Aileen Quinlan from Echo Life, Mark Fennell, life coach. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.